It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time! Moto.us.
Are we live? We are live. Mm. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is great.
This is going to be the best day of my life.
God, the lawnmower guy just finished. Like, it was perfect timing. This day couldn't get any better.
Things are looking up.
Really. Really is. Mariah got a new haircut. So many things popping off this episode.
I got a haircut yesterday.
I can't tell.
And we all sang.
Let me see.
You have a hat on.
I mean, it's just shorter on this side. Yeah. So my hair is getting long.
I brought the bangs back.
You did.
It's really nice. I did, because I think I want them for the wedding.
But what you haven't cut off is that Scansa.
Oh, no. That is happening, though, on July 15th.
It's going to be a big day. Dude, you should throw a party like Kylie Jenner would when she got LASIK.
You think so?
Cancer-themed parties are in right now.
And you're a Cancer. Like, that's your sign. So, like, right? You should do, like, a...
Ooh, like a horoscope type.
Yeah. Wait, your birthday. When's your birthday?
Again. July 9th.
Oh, come on.
What? I have a cancer party.
July 9th, July 15th. You're a Cancer. You're getting your cancer removed. Come on, Matt.
I didn't think about it. That's pretty poetic, Zane.
Yeah.
Cancers are like, everyone who makes like, Virgo necklaces or Scorpio necklaces, nobody ever buys the cancer ones because nobody wants to have cancer on their neck.
But you should make one. I think you should bring it back.
I think I should.
And we're also, we were supposed to wear stripes, remember?
You got stripes on your legs.
Oh, I am wearing stripes.
Yeah. Okay.
Here we go.
I have a ribbed tank.
Stripes for Matt.
A little bit of stripes. Heath, any stripes for me?
Yeah, the design in my denim is striped.
Yeah. Oh, you also have stripes on your thighs.
I do.
The cellulite, yeah.
My tiger stripes.
Yeah. You're talking about
my stretch marks.
Yeah.
My whole body. I got my whole body done.
Do you still have it?
You have stretch marks?
Bad.
Oh, wait.
Is it because you lost the...
Oh, is it because you were such a...
No, serious though. Like,
yeah, it's because I gained a bunch of weight and then lost it. It's like if you gain in like a really quick period of time, it like stretches your skin out.
Oh. A fighter.
Yeah, I got him on my...
Oh, I've never done... Oh, whoa.
Heath.
Oh, wow. Yeah, those are stretch marks.
My body is beauty, okay?
Your body is art, king.
Can you get rid of stretch marks? Or like
with like they a have cream creams, but just, they don't fully go away, but they do make it like less noticeable.
Oh, whoa.
Like when I had that scar.
I've never noticed that.
When I had the scar when that dog bit me, remember? It's gone because I was putting that Moderna. Is it Moderna?
Moderna.
That helped like real. So I think people just use that like something like that for their stretch marks too.
Oh, cool.
It's war wounds. It's a battle that I fought.
You are brave.
Physically and mentally. Soldier.
Yeah.
So...
I have to tell you guys something.
Should we run the intro?
Yeah.
Okay. A cliffhanger.
It's Comet Zone, baby! Let's go! Welcome back to Zane and Heichan Flutted. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are here for another episode. But what I was going to tell you guys is that tomorrow I'm done with my hair. I'm cutting
what?
It all. I'm cutting
no,
it
you're
all.
Not.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I'm done.
You just want to start over.
I want to start fresh.
You're shaving your head?
I'm not going to like not full buzz, but it's...
Like as buzzed as it was that one time at Lollapalooza,
I don't know. I don't know. I'm gonna
get it down to where the blonde is gone. Like just hit that root.
I'm gonna have her just cut till like.
Wait, what sparked this?
Yeah,
I'm just over it. I've realized that I play too much with my hair and I like freak out over it. And,
yeah.
But I just want to cut it all off. I see why girls like love to cut their hair short because they like, they freak out about it, like, fuck my hair. And they just cut it all off. That's where I'm at right now.
Oh, Zane, you're having a moment right now.
I'm having a moment. I just want to cut all my hair off. And then if I don't like it, which I most likely will not like it.
Right.
Hat.
Hat. On it. Yeah.
Why not go like fully bald? And just,
you should
like,
do it like
razor
a legit
thing, just for the bit.
Well, I had that scar in the back of my head for my transplant surgery.
Oh right,
and I have all the gashes from all my accidents. So like, I really can't. I'll look
do like
sick.
A traditional buzz cut.
How many gashes from accidents on your head? What are you
Matt, I've been hit by a Tesla. My head has hit a speaker.
My head hit the wall.
My head's been like through a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, tomorrow at 7 p.m., it's a big day.
Nighttime cut. That's late.
Take it all.
Who's open at that late? That's pretty good. That's nice.
My girl opens for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, we stay a little after hours sometimes.
Okay. Mm.
I always just hate when you get that haircut and they hand you that mirror and they make you you have to look at the back of your head. You're like, oh, God, that's what I...
Does anybody else not like the back of their head? Like, every time I look at it, I'm like, I look weird back there.
It's none of my business. I just don't
like my side profile at all.
What do you mean?
Really?
Like
it's my chin. I just have like a low duck like chin. It's, well, normally I'm like this, but I'm always going to be like.
Yeah, me too.
Well, it fixes your posture. It's good to like do that, you know?
I would get a chin implant.
What do you mean a chin?
Actually, I take it back.
A chin implant will make it bigger, no? What do you mean?
No,
it brings the jaw like a little bit more forward.
Okay.
I've seen people who've gotten small ones and it looks so good.
How do they do it? Do they put like an actual like piece of plastic in there under this? No way.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And my chin's like that, but I get, you know, the crimson chin. Yeah. Why when I have my chin out sticking like that?
Yeah, you need it shaved down. I love you,
Matt, chin. I transport my chin to yours. I give you some of mine.
Could you imagine?
He grates it like cheese.
Oh. Matt only starts growing a beard here.
Yeah, I was in the Gap. Oh, I feel like I've said this. Yeah, I was in the Gap changing room the other day, and they have like the one that's on the angle, and I saw myself, and I was mortified.
Especially being that close.
The mirrors.
Shut the lights.
Yeah, you're like...
Oh, where like you can see the...
Yeah, I felt like I was in like a horror movie. you can fully see yourself at an angle where you're not looking at yourself.
Oh, I love those mirrors.
I still want to do the real mirror.
Me too.
I need to try one.
Wait, can't we buy... Can we buy it?
You can buy it on Amazon sometimes, but it's kind of expensive.
We should get it.
It's like two mirrors, but you really look...
It's at the reflected, like, what people see of you.
Yes.
But people say that they're not disgusted with themselves when they look at it. They see, it's like they find themselves.
If you're really attractive, I think you love it. And if you're one of those people who
five stars, best purchase. I think that's so crazy.
Yeah. There's always that guy, like, on TikTok who's like, yeah, this is what you normally see, but this is how people see you. And there's always, like, people who are, like, at raves and just like, I don't know about this.
The worst place to have it at, like, festivals. Everyone's just tripping.
Yeah.
That's the worst in general, just looking in a mirror.
But I wonder if that would, like, help with makeup. Do you look in the mirror when you do makeup?
I do, but I keep the lights pretty off.
I do it by candlelight.
I stand pretty far away.
When you go up to like a girl's like vanity little makeup thing and you see every pore in your body.
Here's the thing, Matt. My dream is to have a vanity. Like I can't wait for one day to like have a vanity, but I'm going to sit so far back because our bathroom mirrors are really nice where they have like the LED around it.
Yeah.
So you can turn it on. I never turn it on.
You don't want it.
I will spiral. Like I stand in the back wall and I'm like.
I want like an old school like Broadway star vanity like with the bulbs.
We had that at our old house.
We had it in Toluca Lake.
You don't want it.
I'm going.
It's pretty crazy.
The show's tonight. I'm not prepared. And just like you're angry and you just.
Yeah. The only thing left is lipstick that your mom gave you, but she passed away.
Yeah.
Right. How many times are you spiraling?
Stupid.
And then she sits down.
And then you look up and there's a note that she, like her last note she wrote you for before she...
This one's for you, Mom. I could do me and Matt could do that all day. All day.
She would have wanted this.
She would have wanted this. That's a good line.
Have you seen the guy that there will always be a fight? Like, it'll be fights happening in like wherever. And he'll go to the fight and then pan to himself and go, good luck, Charlie.
Yeah.
360.
So good.
He has done multiple ones of that.
I think he's done two already. It's so easy to find fights when you go to like downtown and just like go out.
I haven't seen a fight in a minute.
Maybe. Really? Oh my, I see fights all the time. You know, I forget I see them and then the next day when I'm going through my phone, I'm like, oh my God, I was filming this fight and then I'll like watch
I haven't seen a fist fight in a long, it's like kind of like finding a dollar on the ground. You get like super excited.
Yeah.
When you finally
come
across.
But you're like, is it a shit dollar? Like, dude, should I get close?
Fist fights are out.
It's,
out.
It's like, old.
You get ejected. That's the... Did you hear about the owner at Jameson's? It's a little dark.
Wait, how did you find this out?
Wait, what?
TikTok?
Oh my,
Jameson, well, you know Jameson's down in Santa Monica. It's the Irish pub. Very popular on game days.
Okay.
Pretty iconic spot down in Santa Monica. They were kicking like some guys out of the bar. The manager, like the owner, like one of the top guys at the bar, kicks the guy out. And then one of the patrons punched him. The owner like fell to the ground, hit the concrete, and died.
No.
What? Yeah.
Yes. All at Jameson's. It's so
no.
Sad.
My friend was just telling me the other night. She she went to the bar and she was like, what's his name?
Jameson or
is
wait,
that, just wherever
the bar.
Yeah, she's like, where is he at tonight? And the bartender was like, he just died.
Oh, the guy. Yeah, I don't know the guy's name.
So
but
he
he's
tried
one of the
breaking
top,
it up.
Yeah, he was like part of like ejecting the guy out of the bar and was just like, that's not happening in my bar. And then the guy was like, the 26-year-old local Santa Monica kid just socked him and then he fell to the ground.
Bro,
hit his head.
It's crazy. It's never worth it. There's people always just want to like throw hands and they forget that this can cause a lot of
so
fucking
easily.
Damage. It's
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
And I know he hit the concrete. That's what happened. But like, it's just...
Are y'all still banned from that one bar?
No, I just saw you.
Oh, yeah, you did. Right. Yeah, you're back on the list. How did that happen?
Yeah, no, I don't. I think, you know what it was? We didn't go there for a good year and a half, 2 years. And then one night we're like, let's go here. Let's see if, and we just walked in and it was fine.
System reset. Yeah.
But access granted. Yeah,
yeah, dude, like fights like that are, oh man, just something can happen so easily.
Mm-hmm. That's really sad though.
I know. I was in Birmingham and I saw like a guy getting kicked out of a bar and there was a fight and then that kid fell, hit the ground and his head hit the concrete. He was fine, but head-heading concrete? No. This is dark.
The yeah. The guy from Walking Dead and Punisher,
Norman.
Shane Rosen, something like
okay.
that. Or something like, I forget his name. But he has a very similar story. He was like approached out here. Somebody like came up to him and like tried stealing his dog. So he was like, give me my dog back. And the guy like wouldn't give his dog back. So they ended up getting into a fight. He hit the dude and then he went back and hit the ground and was like put into like a coma and like almost died. And the cops are like, you understand, like if this guy doesn't come through and like wake up and if he ends up dying, like you're
charged with,
done.
Yeah.
He said he had this whole like come to Jesus moment and basically like changed his life forever. And it's so scary how
if
that
I was a guy that like punched, I'd be like, wake up. I am sorry. Wake up.
Please, please, please,
please, please, please.
Is she Bradley Martin? That guy like slapped that live streamer kid. Did you see that?
No.
The guy that just fought Logan?
Yeah. Or like, yeah. Yeah. Bradley Martin, the guy who owns that gym or whatever. Uh-huh. There was like some live streamer kid who like went into like collab
with him.
Oh, I
saw the clip.
And he took his hat off of his head. And Bradley Martin's like, give me my hat back. Give me my hat back. And he goes, whoosh. Like the fastest slap I think I've.
That was a sexy slap. That was a
smooth.
Good slap.
Oh, speaking, why'd the kid take his hat?
Just to be a little fucking prankster.
Just a little shit.
Again. Out. Pranking.
Don't,
out.
Don't steal like, a man's hat.
Don't take people's hat. Matt, there was in Alabama. Where was your bachelor party?
Nashville.
Nashville. There was a girl that took my fucking hat. It's like the worst to take someone's hat.
And they
it's
think they're
not
like flirting
funny.
With you. Like, I got your hat.
No, it's not flirting. It's not cute.
Oh, I remember this.
You remember that, right? And she got pissed that I was pissed.
Yes. And then we were like, look at these tacky shirts. Like, she was like, who made these? I'm like, who made this, like, but first brunch t-shirt?
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
Speaking of slaps, though, we're going to the Power Slap.
Oh, my God.
Fight night.
I know.
Matt. When we got the invite, brother, we have to go.
How many rounds are there going to be? Is it like...
No, I've never seen it on TV. I've never seen it.
What's it called? The Power Slap?
Power Slap.
Yeah.
It's going to be so, I just see clips all the time.
So Power Slap is pretty much this competition where you guys have probably seen it on TikTok.
There's basically a podium. It's 1v1 and you just take turns against somebody slapping each other until you basically
pass out.
Faint.
And are they like
knocked out?
They're like chalked up, right? Like,
oh,
like,
yeah.
They're like gymnasts.
They're like slap.
Yo, but when you look at them, like after a fight, just the one side of their head is so massive and swollen.
Do they only do one side or like.
It's only one side.
Switch it up with the other one.
Please. No, it's one. That's why their one side of their face is fine and the other is so massive and swollen.
Are there righties versus righties, lefties versus lefties?
Oh, like, probably because you'd have to. Yeah, probably.
Oh, boy.
They don't. You don't think they do both hands, kind of as a
no.
No, you just get that one. I feel like I wouldn't be good at slapping though.
No, I'm not good at slapping at all.
I feel like it's just like there's like such an art to it.
Mm-hmm.
You
like
know?
You open.
Do you
big
open
fingers?
Palm? Maybe close or like
also,
do you cup it a little bit?
I'd be
too,
so scared to get hit in the ear. You know when somebody just kind of like pops your ear?
Well, Heath, remember when I slapped you for the Vine?
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. So you've been like slapped pretty.
Yeah,
was that the hardest slap you've ever received?
That was really aggressive.
No, I know, but that was for the Vine. We did it for the Vine.
We did.
Remember?
We need to do the TikTok. Like, I hope she plays Getaway Car. Matt, this is the power slap.
That is funny.
That's really good.
That's so funny.
Matt, very good.
That's, you have to do that.
Yeah.
It's funny. Some Getaway. Of them have stage names. The Crazy Hawaiian.
Where are they getting like paid massive amounts of money? Like,
I mean, Monster. Look, Monster sponsoring it.
All right. But I mean, that slaps, man.
Imagine waking up and knowing you're just going to have your face beaten for a good seven. It's seven rounds, right?
I don't
just
know.
Just like MMA fights or boxing, like good seven rounds.
I wonder, like, do they put their hands behind their back? Are they allowed to brace the table? Do you have to just like accept
no,
it?
No, I don't think you can. I think you just have to.
I think they sit there with their hands behind their back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't hold anything. That's why they're falling
over. What if you dodge it and they go, you flinch. You flinch. You have to like sit under the table. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't be able to look because I would try to like.
Oof.
I feel like this is going to give me the ick.
I feel like there's not also going to be that much like cheering. I feel like it's just mostly people going to be going,
whoa.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, because you can't be like, woohoo.
I just hope that we have like close enough seats because when you're, it's going to kind of suck from far away seeing just powder. All we're going to see is just humans and powder.
I bet it will be way more intense in person. The same thing like when I watch boxing matches or UFC, even though they're beating the shit out of each other on TV,
yeah,
it doesn't look like it hurts that much.
Yeah.
But when you're seeing it in person, you're like, damn. Mm. Damn.
But yeah, we got invited to go. We're really excited. It's in Vegas. We go next Friday.
Yep.
And then it's just that. And then we're doing some like lounge thing after. And then that's it. And then I'm hoping we can like gamble a little bit.
You said something about Dana White. Are we like.
Yeah, it was
we're
like.
We're like invited to his VIP, like private.
Little hangout lounge.
Gambling, I guess.
Trump's going to be there?
Maybe.
Donald.
Donnie.
And you got to call Donnie. You still got to call somebody Mr. President even after they're president, right?
I think so. Like Obama still gets called Mr. President.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's definitely not. He won't be there. He's on trial, no? Or is he still roaming?
I think he is campaigning.
Wait, is it? No,
but
there's no way he's going to be there.
No, but
no, he's out.
It's publicity.
He's out and about. Yeah, yeah.
He's
no,
not
no,
in
he's
jail.
Out. I don't know. And I'm not saying he's in jail. I'm just saying that.
I think they'll let a felon in.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll let him in.
Matt,
a picture?
Matt, I would love to see I want to see a conversation, a quick 5 minute with you and him and just see what you guys talk about.
Matt watching for a picture. He's just like.
I'd be nice. I'd be cordial with Trump.
I hope he would. Imagine his security.
He was president. I mean, I'm not going to be like.
You power slap him.
I would just like a handshake. I would want a handshake more. Someone takes a picture of me like seal the deal with Trump. Like leftist Matt King under fire.
Just locked in the biggest deal. Just wait. Big moves.
Big moves coming.
Big things coming.
I just want to look him in the eye. I don't know.
But yeah, so that's the 28th. We're going to be there for a day. Maybe get a little bit of gambling in. I just want to go back. I want to go to the pool.
Me too.
Yeah.
I
want to
sit by the pool.
I'm going to avoid the sun for a little bit.
Me too.
I got really sunburnt. I just think my body's invincible sometimes. I saw UV was at 10 and I was like, I put on like tanning oil.
I'll be the judge of that.
Just sat in the sun for like an hour and a half thinking that'd be okay, just sizzling. And I was red.
Cooked. Fried.
And it was hurting so bad for 3 days.
This past weekend, like I was like applying sunscreen and then went to Catalina, took a dip, and then the thing is, I always think that when I'm in motion on a boat, like the rays can't get me.
Yeah.
But you still get burnt. I got like a little burnt on the
and
side of my face.
And you get more color in the water, or more burnt in the water.
Yes. Ugh. Mm-mm.
That's true, because I always like will wear a hat and think that I'm like protecting my face, but it's just bouncing off the water and just slapping.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, actually?
Yeah.
Even skiing too, you get burnt because the light reflects right onto the snow and burns your face.
I thought just because, like, as long as you're not in the direct vision of the sun, or
no, if it's hitting the water,
reflecting
it's
reflecting onto you.
I did not know that
you even get sunburned when it's like cloudy. Like,
oh, that's
overcast.
The worst. Overcast,
oh,
you
overcast
get the worst
bad.
Burns.
I know that.
Yeah, and that's where you think, oh, I don't need to apply. No, nope, it's coming right through you and getting you.
Just it's like frostbite.
Modo.us.
Visit modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas style games, and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.
Have you also noticed that it's way brighter when the sky is, like, overcast?
Yes.
It hurts my eyes more in an overcast day.
You get good pictures in that type of shit.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just consistent lighting overall.
Just that soft light.
Relaxing by the pool. Mm. Maybe find a lazy river.
Yes.
Zip line. I don't know.
No, it's because you want to go to that hotel. What's it called?
New York.
Yeah, New York.
Ride the Manhattan Express.
Yes.
Whee!
Oh, I wouldn't mind riding the roller coaster.
It's so good.
And the zip line. See all of Vegas?
I feel like you're just here for the zip line.
You know that
episode of Tim Robinson where it's like The Bachelor and she's like eliminating him?
I feel like you're
just
here for
the zip line. She's just like, you're not getting a rose. She's like, why not? I think you're just here for the zip line. That's not true. That's all he's been doing in the villa. He's just doing the zip line.
Have you guys been seeing AI is changing the endings of iconic vines?
Yes.
Yeah, and memes. Crazy.
It's crazy.
It's always like someone running in.
Yeah.
And
it's
ending
so
it.
Good.
My favorite one is the kid that gets the ball hits his head. He's like, yeah. and the guy just walks up in front of him and he just looks up at him. It just looks so, it obviously looks CGI. Like it looks fake, but like,
it's so smooth.
It's just going to get better. Yeah. It's like, it's just scary that, you know, it's going to look really good in about five years.
No, did you guys though? I don't know. We don't need to like say the date and the venue, but you guys have,
we locked it in.
Ooh!
We did.
Ooh,
yes,
what a rush.
Oh, yeah,
wait, what can you say? What do you want to say?
I forgot the last one. We didn't really talk about our trip.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so we were there, and our whole mission was to just see a bunch of venues and try to get a date and a spot locked in.
How many did you look at?
Like eight.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we got a lot.
Did the wedding planner take you to all of these, or did you guys just look at
so
them?
We don't have one.
Oh, no wedding planner.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's also tough, too, like, you would think a wedding planner would be easier since it's out of state, but I feel like it's more difficult.
Yeah.
These venues have given us peace of mind, especially the one that we picked. Like, we really don't need one.
Yeah.
We're okay.
They have the system already down, especially if it's a venue that hosts weddings. They know how the flow goes, and they say how they do things. And
That's how, like, my brother and Tally did it, too. It was, like, somebody that was at the venue, and they were pretty much running everything. And they ran it pretty smoothly, too. Yeah. So,
But, like, our top choices all felt very all-inclusive. Like, it was... The only thing that we would need to find is a florist and a DJ and a photographer, videographer.
Boom.
Most of them too, they were like, you're going to have your own like assistant for the day. So we're like, oh, we really don't need a wedding planner to like, you know, choreograph the whole day.
Ceremony and reception and this all going to happen in the same place?
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Did you guys have to do like did you fall in love with one place and they're like, but it's booked on this date, or was it all flexible?
So we had months in mind. We went in saying like January, February, March.
Okay.
We weren't picky because we didn't realize going to these places, they have the calendar and everything's booked out and you just it's pick what's crazy. Available. So we didn't fall in love with the date until we opened the calendar and we were like, oh, that one's nice. Let's do that one. Okay. So it was what was available.
We were deciding between like two or three. And then the one that we went with just...
You picked like the honky tonk, like... Spot, right?
Yeah, it's country it's western.
They got this nice party room out back. Real casual.
Everyone's in the rocking chairs home. As the seats.
Congratulations,
thank
though.
You.
It's so
really
nice.
Really
like,
nice.
It feels real. Like it's so concrete. It, yeah. Like you got something to aim for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bit by bit.
It feels really good to have it like locked in, and now we can work on like the invitations and.
And so far, I know we didn't like get. Too into it yet, but so far it's been so fun.
Good. Yeah. It like, should be fun.
Like,
yeah.
We're not, I don't feel overwhelmed yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fun. Looking at the venues was fun. Like, all the options. I can't believe every venue is so different. Like, what they offer. I'm like, how can this person offer all these amenities for this price, and then this place offers nothing for a more expensive price? It just doesn't.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. But,
It's also, we were saying, like, it's so annoying because they don't tell you any prices. You have to literally book an appointment and show up.
Yeah.
And these places were an hour and 30 minutes away from Pennsylvania where we were staying. So I'm like, we have to drive all the way there. I was like, just tell me.
Give me the figure.
And I was like, it's like you want to buy a car. You don't know what the price is. They make you come out and test drive it. You're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then they tell you after you drive it. And you're like, well, if I would have known that, I wouldn't have been here in the first
place. And I wouldn't want to waste your time.
It's so crazy.
That is, that's crazy. It's, in the end of the day, it's wasting their time too.
Both of us.
Yeah. It's
some venues were wild. They were like, oh, you want to do a winter wedding? We can make it snow in the ballroom. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like some of them offered crazy little
fireworks. Like, what do we think?
No, that place.
I got a nephew. He has a business.
How many days do you think we'll have to take off for to go? I mean, not maybe.
It's just a weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday if you want.
Probably get in Friday too, so you don't
Saturday,
have to do the whole
Sunday,
Thursday.
Leave Monday. Yeah, it doesn't have to be like a trip, but I like that it's in New Jersey because if people want to make a trip out of it, they can like do
go
a
New
York,
York
trip.
Yeah.
So it's fun.
That's awesome.
And then we have like a brunch the next morning.
Fun. Well, farewell
at
brunch.
At the spot.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
I just can't believe it's happening.
What's the hashtag?
I can't believe that was a thing. That's not a thing anymore.
No, one does the hashtag.
Thank God.
Is it going to be cold?
Yeah.
It'll be pretty chilly.
Are y'all getting married outside or inside?
Inside.
Okay. It'll be all inside.
We're still doing like mob attire, right?
Yeah. Like I want it to be cold so people could come in first.
I said we're doing this, right?
Our theme is?
All right, cool.
I think everybody in like coats would look super sick.
Oh, yeah.
I want to walk in like Macklemore, just fur.
You can't take all the attention on someone else's wedding.
Fur. I'm the single man.
It's like looking like Liberace.
Oh, can we tell Matt our plan?
What's the plan?
The wedding? Well,
yeah, tell
you're going to
no
be
idea.
Busy.
What
but,
plan?
So my mom is going to the wedding. Her uncle is also going to the wedding, and we're going to try to set it up.
Crazy,
they don't know about
uncle.
This, though, and they're none of them watch this.
Oh, that can happen.
It could
They're both
happen.
Like fit and limber.
Yeah.
Exactly. The only thing though is that he's not leaving. He's not leaving Pennsylvania, right?
Right.
He lives on Staten Island.
Or Staten Island. Sorry, you guys all live in different places.
Let me explain. This is the last time I'm explaining it. My family, my mom, my
Allentown.
Dad, and my siblings live in Allentown.
I forget every time. It's
all
crazy.
My cousins, aunts, and uncles, Staten Island and New Jersey.
Got it. Oh, okay.
They're the only Pennsylvania one.
We're the
Got
only
it.
Ones
That's
that
why
left.
I get so
That's why
confused.
You're confused, yeah.
Because I thought all of you live in the same area, but I keep hearing different cities.
No, Zane thought I was from Austin for like 6 years.
He still does.
He's
like, wait, you're Austin. Not?
I'm like, I went to college there.
It's crazy
Dallas.
The amount of things I remember, but just like the easy details.
I know your high school mascot, okay?
The Paladins.
That's crazy. Yeah. And yours is the bumblebees.
The bumblebees.
The Raiders.
Stripes for Matt.
Mustangs.
Just every 5 minutes. Stripes for Matt.
Well, the
Hashtag
bumblebees.
Stripes for Matt.
Somebody
yeah,
will catch that.
My mom, I don't think she'll ever want to live there. So that's going to be a little tough.
Here's the thing. My other uncle just moved to Florida. He's the only person that left. And his best friend was my uncle, and he's like really distraught that he left. So, and he's single. So, and his kids are adults. So, it's possible he can make the move.
And here's another thing. This is like, for some reason, this kind of like makes me feel like it could work too. Her uncle, remember the whole story with him and Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
She looks like Jennifer Aniston.
She looks like my mom it's reminds tight. Me of Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of like this like thing where, oh, this could
His
work.
Uncle hooked up with Jennifer Aniston.
Made out.
Young Jen?
Yeah.
And then Courtney Cox went to high school with her aunt.
Oh, really?
Helped her aunt like put in her first tampon.
What? Oh,
that's like Courtney
Cox.
Crazy.
Yeah, Courtney Cox went to Mountain Brook High School, I think. And yeah, you got to talk to Patricia's aunt about it. But she's like, oh yeah,
she helped.
I knew Courtney.
She helped me with my tampon.
Yeah, she was like, it was like she had her period for the first time. And Courtney Cox was like, girl, I got you here. Yeah, right, you push girl, it up that you. Way.
Like a cartoon.
Yeah. I don't think like physically, but like guided her through it through like another stall.
Yeah.
I don't
that's
know.
Funny. But yeah, we're gonna try to make it work, and this is happening while they're having the best night of their life.
Yep.
We're gonna be working.
Do you guys have groomsmen bridesmaids light up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did it my girls. I haven't done my guys.
Oh, you've already done it?
I did.
How'd you ask them?
I just did a bouquet of flowers. Instead of wrapping it in like the paper, I wrapped it in.
I was wondering what that was when you posted it.
I should have put eyeballs.
I thought you screenshot that from Google or something and just posted
it. Thank you.
I was like, why did she post this?
How many?
10.
10.
Oh, 10. 100.
10's a lot. We started with
we
8.
We had 14.
Oh, yeah.
No, you had 14. I thought it was more than that.
14.
The wedding, that line. That was only 14?
Yeah, 14 guys, 14.
Matt, that day of when I was saying, I'm like, damn, this feels like 50.
It was deep.
Wow.
It was deep.
It's going to be such a big day.
Where do you think you'll honeymoon?
Italy.
Italy. Italy.
We're going to have so much fun.
I cannot wait to go with you guys.
Me, Tacho.
Hey, I got your bag.
Is it going to be the same spot? Not the same spot. You go somewhere else.
We want to do like Florence.
Florence, and then her Florence. Like ancestors are from Sicily.
He wants to do Croatia, and it's right across the water.
Yeah, it's
pretty. Oh my god, that's where they filmed Game of Thrones.
Oh no way!
That's where they filmed. I think
Croatia,
the King's Landing.
I'll send you pictures in my regards.
Oh my god.
I just can't believe it's coming.
Yeah. It'll go by so fast.
I know, I'm trying.
Well, like the day to day seems like I feel like we don't have to do anything like today for it. We did it, and then it's like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. But
let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
I saw the Queen of Mars up there in Malice. We should have her on the podcast.
You know, my father, he was on coke, and you know, we were Jehovah's, but raised Catholic.
The memes are so funny.
But I can't tell. I think she has her shit together. Owns a store on Melrose, but she was also on like that guy who interviews homeless people's, like, you know, the guy who interviews people on the street.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, but I can't tell if it's like, oh, can we like book her and she can come? But she probably would smoke in here, though.
Oh my gosh, wait.
Yeah, the Queen of Melrose. We're from Harlem.
You know
her? Bubba.
You know her?
Me and your mom met her when we were on Melrose waiting for you to finish class.
Wait, you didn't tell me this?
I didn't know that that's who it was.
Wait, tell me.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wait, did she look just like that?
Exactly like that. I'm pretty sure wearing that same exact sweater too. She was sitting there right next to your dance studio.
Okay.
Okay, so you know when you go out, there's a restaurant to your left. Like if you walk out, there's like that little like patio type outdoor thing. Around that was just sitting on a chair right there.
Really?
Walked by, smiled, we said hi, and then we like, how's it going?
She's iconic. She's a neighborhood
celeb. It's hitting me right now.
I've never seen her around
LA.
No
way.
Well, there you go. We have her in. Text her.
Did she hear Tina's accent?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
She has stories to tell.
Wait,
like,
does she work there? Because she was sitting outside of a store. Like, you know the crazy clothing store? That's like two shops down?
Yes, I think it's her store.
That's what it is then. She was sitting. I thought it was just the owner of the store. And I was like.
Well, is she? I think she is the owner of the store now.
No, it makes sense now that I'm thinking about it, but yeah, it's right there.
She makes a lot of TikToks where she's in the store, but I haven't dug deep to figure out.
You know
like,
the crazy clothing on Melrose? That looks like a rock star clothing?
Sure.
Like it looks like
it's like outrageous.
Props.
There's like metals.
I think
and
you
like
shopped
sequence.
There for your
200 video?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's where she works. I guess she owns the store.
So are we gonna pop in?
We have to.
Yeah.
And see if she wants to come on the pod?
I come on the pod.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I just think it would be
weird. I think she fits in the podcast perfectly.
Would we let her smoke cigs in here?
No, because I don't want any cigarette smoke in here. But I will
only
allow
be
her
for an hour.
I will allow her to vape if she wants.
You're not going to believe this.
Let's just DM her.
Okay.
Hey, you say, lovely to see you again. We met outside of the store one time.
Yeah, everybody's met me here. You're nothing special.
Did
yeah.
y'all go in the Jersey Shore house?
We did.
How was it? Wait, I can forgot anybody we didn't go talk- in
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it's $10 for a tour.
Oh, I thought it was like an Airbnb you had to like book.
No, you can rent it out. It's very expensive. You can rent it out.
And you also probably don't want to stay there, right? Because it's like not as comfortable as...
I think I've said this before, but way back in the day, my sister, her friend... Instead of a Sweet 16, her dad rented the Jersey Shore house for her and her friends.
Iconic.
But yeah, the tour was $10. People were doing it all day. The guy who owns the shop was there. He was super nice.
Danny.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Super nice, super gray. Old.
Oh, he's getting old.
Yeah. All that stress from the cast was giving him.
But I will say, I do respect him for like owning the shop, owning the house. He's probably doing very well. He is grinding in that store.
Mm-hmm.
He is making the t-shirt. How's it going? Good to see you. Everybody was so friendly.
Yeah.
It's like, it's crazy after all these years. Like we used to go, I was telling him, we used to go growing up. Like that was like the place to hang out. And they were nice then, but the show, they were filming at the same time. So I feel like they were like, they had to be nice. But going back like 15, how long has it been? 15 years since Jersey
Probably.
Shore? Around there. Years later, and they're still that nice and proud.
You know what? Imagine getting hundreds of people a day. You probably get so stressed out. Yeah. You're kind of yelling at people. But now that there's so few people coming, you're probably at that point just like, this is nice that some people are coming in one by one, like here and there.
Yeah.
It's probably so much easier to be really sweet and kind of like, hey, yeah, you're a big fan
the
from.
The horns probably aren't as bad as they used to be.
Yeah. It was probably so stressful back then. I would hate it if I worked there.
Do you want a t-shirt or do you not?
But yeah, the whole process is really laid back. I recommend doing it. $10, they like open the door, they take you through the
How
back,
long are you in like, it for? Is it guided or?
He let us in for as long as we wanted.
There was
we
somebody
in there
that walks
ourselves.
In with you and like if you have questions, you know, he'll answer the
He's
questions.
He's like a realtor.
That's what it felt like because he just stood in the kitchen like on his phone and he was like, get ahead, pictures, videos, whatever you want to do.
He's like, if you see the bed, it's still broken from the breakup.
Does it feel like a home or like a former set?
It feels like it's a home. It feels...
It doesn't have like... rigs from where the lighting was
no.
like used to be.
No, it was so low budget. Everybody was handheld.
Oh, whoa.
Like, and also
if
the
you
webcams
look at behind the
webcams.
Scenes, they're holding everything like this and the boom.
Oh, yeah. I just thought like they had lights like this.
They had maybe in like the smush room.
Yeah.
Maybe one.
Okay.
Because if you remember, it was really shitty. Like if you watch a show, they weren't the highest quality of webcams that they had up there.
It was weird seeing the confession room. We like opened one door and we're like, what is this? We're like, oh, it has to be the
what's it called? The talking heads?
Yeah.
It's really small, right? The little room
so
that
tiny.
They filmed
it's like
it
a
in.
Closet. Yeah.
Wow. So you could really hear everything in that room when they were filming in there.
It's just crazy. Like you just feel the energy when you walked in though.
It like, feels like nothing was touched.
These walls could talk.
Yeah,
you
really.
You smell
though.
The pickles and the.
It was crazy.
Nothing was changed. Nothing was touched. It's just like.
That's how it should
is.
Be.
It's really cool.
Did someone like buy that and was like, I'm just going to turn this into tours?
I think it's Danny's.
Danny's. So the guy that owns the t-shirt shop.
Oh, he owns.
It's attached to it.
Oh.
So you walk through the t-shirt shop and there's a door that just goes into it. Or you can go around and go to the front.
Like the t-shirt shop's deck is the house's deck. There's just a door.
Oh,
it's
I never
crazy.
Knew that.
So the when they're on like the rooftop and by the hot tub and the hammock and stuff, that is the roof of the store.
I can't believe we haven't gotten one of them to come here.
They're,
you know
they're
what I
mean? All kids right now.
No, I know, but just like I want to just talk to one of them. It don't matter who, just one of them.
It'll happen.
It's got to happen sooner or later before they like get too old where they like forget everything. You know what I mean? Like I don't remember. I wouldn't either.
I don't know. Watch the show.
I can't tell you everything that's happened in the past like before like 8 years ago. I forgot everything.
What else did we do? We talked about LBI.
LBI.
We talked about like I took him down the whole Jersey Shore. We took
Long Beach.
I think we talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about and then we talked about
Coney Island. Yeah.
Yeah, that was sick. Oh, did you see the next ride? the new ride, they got stuck. Everybody's stuck upside down for
30 minutes.
In Portland.
Okay, how does, doesn't blood rush to your head? Can't you black out?
That's really, I mean, yeah. It's really bad to be hung up there like
they're
that.
They're really lucky everyone was just just minor injuries.
One person had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, I think it was one, right? Yeah,
but nobody has died.
And there's kids that were on it. There was one kid specifically that was doing an interview, and it looks like he has freckles. And he was like, "I don't have freckles. These are popped like blood vessels."
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I just don't understand how there's not a something like an emergency thing where it just brings everything back.
I think it was because the power went out like across the park. That's what I was told.
And what's crazy is just like it's not like you're in like a seat. Like, because in my head, I was like, oh, I would just kind of like fidget around and like kind of get myself to like sit up so the blood isn't rushing. But you're strapped. Like it's the shoulder harness and everything. So you can't really move around.
And you know, as time passes, it's scarier and scarier. Like if it happened and we were up stuck for like 3 minutes, it's really funny, right? Everyone's like laughing. After 20 minutes,
that would make me go crazy where I'm like, how much time has passed? Like would drive
and
me
nuts.
And
not only that, it's like, we're probably going to get down, but are we going to have to get down from up here? Like, is somebody going to have to, bring up a crane? That would freak me out.
I
would just be thinking about a lawsuit. Like, all I'm thinking about is dollar signs to get me through this, but I don't even know if they can sue, if that's part of, like, the release that you sign whenever you enter a park.
Absolutely, you could sue. At a park like that, you're not signing away your... Do you sign? You don't sign an agreement when you buy a ticket.
I don't know.
Do
I can't. I don't know. Every carnival or
you know what? If it was, where was that? Six Flags.
It was called Oregon. Atmosphere. I think is the name of the park.
Atmosphere.
I know fear is like in capital letters.
Yeah.
On the title of it. But I'm not getting on that type of ride ever again. Ever.
As I'm getting older, I don't need to go on anything.
I like roller coasters. So roller coasters I'll always do, but rides like that.
I don't do anything that spins.
I need some Imagineers behind it. Like I need some qualified Disney Imagineers who
I want to see the person working on the little deck to see who they are. Like I want to see
if it's
buttons.
Something with just two buttons and like a remote control. I ain't doing
if
it.
I see a joystick.
It's the joystick
I'm
just
out.
Forward, backward.
Yeah.
If I see a joystick, I'm out. If they have control of where it's going, I'm out.
If it has that button that just looks like it's from 1972, you know, just that big green and
just
red
like a
button,
new button.
Like, I haven't seen anybody, though, like, share their story, though, like, on TikTok or anything.
I'm surprised. Yeah, that's a big TikTok ride. That's carrying a lot of people.
What else is new?
Oh.
It's Dean's birthday today, if anyone gives a shit.
Oh, really? Has it been since adopting him or, like, the...
So we took him a year ago tomorrow. And when the girl found him, she guessed that he was only a day old.
Okay.
So we just went back a day and say the 20th.
That's a good guess.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Did you hear the story about the unlicensed like dentist that runs a veneer, like called the veneer fairy?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and like dental daddy.
No.
So basically there's been this big scam going on where they've been creating these like classes or academies, like if you want to make $20,000 a month, come learn how to like install veneers and stuff. And they've been busting these like illegitimate dental practices.
Like, and, you know, usually veneers, like it could cost up to like $20,000 to get them all done. This lady charging like $3,500 and telling people that like, I'm a licensed dentist.
And she's like permanently cementing them onto people's like
She's not shaving it down like we usually do for veneers. She's just like putting a cap over it, and people are like, it's burning people's teeth and they can't like get it removed.
Oh my God.
Their Instagram's not available.
Yeah, but here, just hear this. Hear the story.
It's like this. You all love stat for a fraction of the typical $20,000 price.
So we have more technicians come in, so tomorrow we will be accepting walk-ins.
Look at the nose!
They may not be dentists. They wear scrubs like real dentists, but they're they're not licensed to practice dentistry. Instead, they take a short training course and receive a bogus certification.
That could have cost me my life.
This woman says veneer technician offered an amazing deal for the smile of her dreams.
I was gullible at the time. I was excited.
She says $3,500, this woman, known online as the Veneer Fairy, performed the procedure. She permanently glued veneer caps over her existing teeth.
Got her on the news.
But just 1 hour later,
I was crying. You know, in tears, my mouth was on fire. It felt like a thousand ants.
She says the veneer fairy tried to pull out the veneers, but they wouldn't budge. So the patient, Special Overton, says she took matters into her own hands, literally ripping them out of her mouth.
I just, with all my might, just shaked. I didn't know if I pulled my teeth out, but I know I wanted to.
I've ever seen in my life. Attacking your teeth. Like, that's crazy. $3,500. You know what's crazy? I thought that's what veneers were at first.
Like, how much they cost?
No, I thought veneers were like caps. Like, whenever
in a anyone way was they like, are, but they have to shave it down. But they shave it down. Properly cap. These people are just putting them right on.
No, I know. I thought that's how they, like, a few years ago when I didn't know that, like, what veneers were, like, yeah, the shave down teeth, I thought veneers were just caps. They just put it over the tooth. Damn, which I need to do, by the way. I need to get my
teeth.
I need Botox in my jaw.
I might be getting Botox with Joe.
Really?
For what? Because we talked about it on his podcast, and he went and did it with like Carly and Aaron, and then they reached out, and I had expressed interest, and they're like, well, if you want a video of you guys.
Can I guess where you're going to get it done?
You can probably figure out where I'm going to get it done.
I know where you're going to get it done. No, you want me to tell you? Can I tell you?
Yeah. Can I tell you what looks bad on you?
I want to tell.
Oh, you need a lot of.
Are you doing it over here?
No.
Nope.
Do you think I have something wrong when I furrow my brow?
I'm like, oh, right here for sure, right?
Obviously.
Wait, Botox is like to make it like smooth, right? Yeah. Instead of if it's too wrinkly.
Yeah, I would do my crow's feet. Like
crow's feet is so nice.
I think it's the one thing that really kind of ages you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't mind like lines on my forehead and stuff. I feel like that adds a little bit of masculinity to.
Yeah,
you. I don't think
for keeping manhood alive. Yeah. You know.
What is Botox again? Botulism?
What is it? Like the actual, is it silicone? I don't know.
What does Botox do in your face after like 20 years?
Botox is a brand name of botulinum toxin type A. Oh, it's a toxin. It's a drug derived from a toxin produced by bacterium Clostridium botulinum. Basically, they block nerve signals that cause muscles to contract, which can temporarily reduce or eliminate wrinkles or other facial lines.
Victorian's in a coma. Injecting toxin into your face.
Yikes.
Crazy. So, but yeah, what happens to Botox in your face after 20 years? Does it dissolve?
That's a good question. Do you think it like just dissolves into your body? Like you have to get Botox every couple of months. Botox, do you get Botox?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh.
Thank you. Ooh, I was thinking about it. Mass, thank you.
Stop flirting with her. She's getting married.
Most women I know get Botox.
No, I've never done it. If I were to do it, I would do it for the wedding. This too, because if I take pictures outside, this is so prominent. Or I could just Photoshop it out.
Yeah, true.
But I don't. If I do the bangs, I really don't need it. Never done it.
Where are you looking?
I don't know. I'm acting like this is me doing my makeup in the mirror.
You can see that clip perfectly because it's YouTube.
I don't think Botox is like a substance like filler. I think it just freezes, so there's no like dissolving. Filler dissolves.
Oh, but filler, Botox does wear off because you have to get it.
Right, so if it freezes, think of it defrosting.
I thought filler was.
I guess I don't know.
I thought filler was Botox.
No,
filler is like you plump.
You put cheek filler,
like, lip filler.
I thought it was all the same. Wow, I thought people just called it filler as like a nickname for Botox.
People do non-surgical nose jobs with filler. They fill this.
Modo.us.
Visit modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas style games, and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.
Okay, Mariah, how do I get my nose to not droop as low? What Botox is that?
They put filler in the tip of your nose, so it's a tiny, tiny.
So it doesn't. So I don't look like Squidward's nose when I smile.
You should go. I don't think the filler would. Bring it back up, Zane.
I'm just sick of.
You would
I'm
look sick so of picture, different. You,
I just don't like when I'm when there's a picture of me smiling sideways. It just looks. I look like the witch of the Wicked West.
But I think it's just part. That's just how you look. Well, just, but it's not. You would look.
I just. Don't, it wouldn't, it's something I don't
if
like.
If you changed it, Zane, you would. People would be like, "Just Zane is not the same."
It's just. I know, and I know that I have to. Like, I always think about that. I always think about like I'm gonna look different if I do something. But
I hated when I got my ears done. Like in middle school, some girls would be like, "I miss your old ears." Like I hated that, and they said it all the fucking time. And
it's not nice.
You, if somebody gets something done, don't tell them that you miss.
Yeah,
that's what terrible. It used to.
Or when someone's fat and they lose all the weight, and someone's like, "Oh, I miss you when you're fat." It's like, what?
Yeah,
they just work so hard to like.
Literally, all I heard.
I can like.
Wait, was I one of them?
Yes.
Oh.
I just wish I was just more conscious back then to be like, that's kind of rude. Like, my mom spent a lot of money for me to get my ears pinned back. And you're saying you miss the old me? Like,
the old me is dead.
I hate it. And I was just a self-conscious, like, middle school kid. And I was like, well, I guess I made a mistake. The girls don't like
me
anymore.
Sorry, Beth.
Because y'all didn't like me when I had big ears. And then I get them fixed. And now you guys are like, I miss the old ears?
Fuck you, Karina.
Karina? Her name did start with a C.
Can you get filler in your private parts?
I'm sure you can get it anywhere.
You should do that.
Okay. You know, I had a friend once that used a penis stretcher on himself for like a whole year. It was a machine that he like would just and it stretches it crazy. This is
like
true,
erect
by the way.
Or like soft?
I think soft because you can't like stay like erect the whole time, but like I think soft, he would put it into this machine that would like literally stretch it like this.
Ow.
And it would stay like that, and you'd like all the
yo.
What? No,
did it work?
No, but like, have you ever heard of this? Because I didn't hear about this until
I know
you
it
told
is
me.
Possible, but like, you shouldn't. It's your
isn't that
most
crazy?
Vital sexual organ. You should not be
but
messing
he said,
with
he
it.
He said it worked.
Don't do it. I feel like it would damage. It would
imagine
damage.
All of a sudden, I'm wearing like a box.
Sorry, guys.
He really liked it. The results are amazing. I'm really, he's really happy.
That seems like something you see on like a site like, oh, this definitely is a scam. Yeah. He just saw it, bought it, and he just did it. He might have issues now. I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a long time.
I bet that
time.
Would cause like nerve and tissue damage. Too.
Yeah, no, 100%. I wouldn't recommend
it.
It
pulled it, but it's just like a straw.
Like a tapeworm.
That was funny.
Have you guys seen the these have been my favorite videos to watch. They're all on my TikTok for you page. I love it. Those dating shows where contestants have balloons in their hands.
Oh, yes, I've seen
no.
that.
They'll have so it'll be like a row of men or a row of women. Yeah. They all have a red balloon in their hand, and then somebody walks in. And the minute they walk in, they decide whether to keep it or pop it.
Yeah.
But the pops, it's like music when the pops when they'll pop the balloon. And like usually half the woman will bop as soon as the guy walks in, just pop, 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 pop.
And then the guy will be like, hey, he'll say his name, and then someone pops again, and then he'll say like what he does, and then another pop.
I make music.
I don't know how any of those contestants are cracking
up. It's so good, and I want this. This deserves its own. Like Netflix show. Like I think this show would be better than Love is Blind, better than The Circle. It'd be the top of, but you could they could really go far with something like this. Yeah. This is like the main, the portion of the show, but they could really do some really funny.
Yeah.
It's so much better than like a buzzer too.
It
like,
is. It's
just
so
like it really makes you feel bad.
Yeah. And then once they're all popped, is you're like, okay, well. Yeah.
And then so the first person that pops, that they'll go up to that person and go, why'd you pop the balloon? And then they'll just explain why they popped the balloon.
I didn't
and
like
then
the name.
The way they respond to them, other people will pop. And it's like, what? Why did you pop? I just didn't like the way he spoke to her about it. So this guy is just horrible, right? Like, he talks down to every single one of these girls.
But the host does?
No, not the host. That's not the host. Oh, that's the guy that walks in. Oh, so then the contestant, okay. Sorry. Yeah.
I mean, if somebody just popped on you, you'd be pissed. You'd be like...
Well, it's the thing is that you're supposed to respect everybody. It's just like a...
Apparently, this guy got fired.
Oh.
From his job.
No, he's not the host.
I understand that. He's a plumber. Oh, but
the plumber, his own employer fired him after being on the show because he was such an asshole.
I mean, I would have fired him too. I mean, you should have seen the way he was talking to these girls. Like, immediately she pops, is like, yeah, she. I'm just not like really into him. And he'll be like, well, sorry, I'm looking at the hairs on your arm.
Oh,
just, like,
no.
Just completely going after her just for her looks.
Just a big ego complex.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy was really bad.
The title of the show is crazy.
What's the title?
Pop the Balloon or Find Love?
That's a long title.
That's not a good title.
They should call it like...
Pop the Balloon or Pop My Cherry.
Oh, shit.
You know? I don't know.
Or how about this? Pop or Lock?
Ooh.
Ah, pop or Lock or Drop. No. Like, drop them. Drop them.
Brilliant. Do they own that idea? Can like anybody, like could David Alvarez take it for his videos or is it
I think you could do like YouTube is not like a trademark. You could do whatever, right?
Yeah, but remember when the Fiennes brothers or whatever were trying to like copyright reaction videos? Like,
that was
who the fuck do you think you are?
That was a crazy
you
own
time.
Reacting videos?
That was just someone trying to capitalize off of something that they...
Something that you just brought that up and I totally forgot about. Do you remember when we did it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zane and I did it too.
Do you remember, like, you walk in and you, like, sign in and then they, like, they pay you to do it, right?
I don't know if we got paid.
But the way it was presented, they were like, yeah, so sign in, whatever. Also, we can pay you, I think it was like $100. Like, we'll give you $100 to do it. But most people usually say, don't worry about it.
But that's how they presented it every time you walked in. It's like, so,
and I was like,
here, you either get paid $100 or, you know, most people just like don't accept. They don't want to accept.
And I was like, weird. I guess I won't take them. They, like, made it seem like I shouldn't take them. It was weird.
Yeah. Like, and all the people working there, like.
It was like being asked to donate money to like St. Jude's. Yeah. That's what it felt like. But the thing is,
and then you didn't want to, like, it made you feel like you didn't want to be the person to like accept money for doing it.
That's strange.
But I remember I was getting a little bit of clout from those React videos. Remember people would make like
little
when people repost on Instagram like clips? I remember that. We got a little bit off.
Yeah,
that.
But most people usually don't take the money.
That's true, yeah.
Most people don't need the money.
I would love if they just redid, you know, like, I love the 80s, I love the 90s, best week ever. Like, I want to, if they redid that show, I would love to be on it.
What was like the premise
of that
show? Remember
VH1, again? I love the 80s or 90s, they would get people from that generation, comedians, personalities, actors, actresses, musicians.
And they would talk
musicians.
About like hot things that
they'd
were
be like,
throughout
oh,
the
when,
yeah, I remember this.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and Star Wars came out. Yeah, I remember my dad took me there. Like, you just...
Oh, okay. Yes, yeah. All right.
And they would just have funny little takes on them, but...
Why don't you go to, like, a... what do you call it?
A VH1 should just bring it back. Is VH1 still around? I feel like MTV is the only one who's throwing events and stuff. I have not
MTV?
Seen...
MTV? I don't see MTV throw anything.
Well, like,
really
I think
anymore.
MTV still does, like, the VMAs. Yeah. They're active on social media and stuff, but I never see VH1 anywhere.
Oh, God, I'm not a fan of MTV anymore because they stole Sal's work.
Yes.
Sorry.
Preach.
Sorry.
Yeah, those were good shows. I really liked that.
What was the show where they would have comedians come on and they would react to, like,
best
viral
week ever.
Moments?
Best week ever.
And they would, like, make jokes about whatever they were watching?
Best week ever.
Best week ever?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, bring all that type of shit back. But, like, you know, obviously bring it back, like, vertical form, like, on...
Did you ever watch Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? Like, right here we have Gwyneth Paltrow buying her daughter.
Yes, that voice.
$50,000 playhouse.
Oh my God, that's
and
crazy.
When
Matt.
They do, when they stay in Miami, they're not staying in a normal beach condo. They're staying at the biggest high rise overlooking Palm Beach. Uh-huh. Oh, Patricia and I, we found we were cleaning out like. Deep into like some of our cabinets and stuff, just trying to organize stuff in our house. And I reach all the way back above our refrigerator in one of the top cabinets. And I'm looking and I go, what the hell is that? I've reached down. I pull it out. It's an old gay porno.
No.
Magazine?
Like a VHS sleeve. I don't know if you've ever seen like
from
a porn.
The previous owners.
We don't know.
Wait. So it was a tape.
Like the sleeve, the tape wasn't in it, but it was like its back door with these like three naked men with like massive erections, and we're like, what the? And I go, is this yours? She's like, no, is it yours? You're the one with the VHS collection. I go,
I would have killed to see that.
You're the one with the VHS collection.
I would have killed to
like,
see that.
No, but I was just like, I thought I knew every VHS we had in our house. And I go, who the fuck did? And
Matt, then, you should have just for a quick second been like, honey, you caught me. Yes. Just to see her face.
If it was reverse where she found it, it was like, what the fuck? Like,
you found it first?
I found it first. Because oh, okay. I'm tall. I'm reaching back there. And I go, Matt, what the hell is this?
That'd be a good way to get rid of something, huh?
I got it, babe. I got it. Step back. No, I got it.
It's a big rat. Get out of here.
I just imagine there's an episode of New Girl where they buy a house and one of the friends was like, this looks really familiar. And it was like in a porno. Imagine it was shot there. That's why it's on the sleeve. It's like memorabilia.
That happened to Seth Rogen when he bought his house.
No way.
He was on Pornhub and was watching porn and was like, that fountain looks just like mine in my backyard. And he realized they had
shot it. Happened to you that, on your set.
Yes, that it did happen.
That's
to me.
So cool.
So we're like, we're trying to find this mystery and we can't. We live in West Hollywood. I don't know who the previous owners are, but then that means that tape has been there for over like 10 years.
What if they did that, whoever lived there before or whatever, they did that purposely just as like a joke, almost like, oh, let's see who can find this.
That's what I was thinking. Did somebody come to our house and did that as a prank and like put it?
There like a year on it? Did it look old?
Yeah, was it from like the 90s?
Was it,
like,
was it in the kitchen?
It was in the kitchen in my top cabinet, above our refrigerator in the very back.
That's the thing. I feel like it was placed there as like a joke.
Probably.
Like, why would it be up
in
the kitchen?
We need to ask Tristan or
someone. You should give it to Tristan as a gift.
I threw it away.
It should have been a white elephant.
If it had the VHS in it, we would like, does it still work? We would have been like, what is this?
Be kind, rewind.
It was price tag for $60, and it was like a written price tag. And I feel like,
damn, that's expensive.
I think somebody like then bought it as like a thrift store find and then put it. But I was like, where's the tape? Like, the tape wasn't in it.
That's so funny. You're the one with the VHS collection.
Yeah. That's right when I was pulling it out. I was like, oh my God, this looks like.
This looks really bad.
It looked like
you had it hidden and you were like going for
Matt,
it.
What if you
but
found
why
it?
Would I have hit
it's like whoever smelt it dealt it. What's this?
I don't know what was that.
Matt, if you found it and she wasn't home.
I would have texted her immediately. What do you mean?
It's a funny like situation, but like imagine she was gone and that's just something you found, but like,
oh, thinking like this was like her fetish.
Yeah, you would have been like, I would like probably wait for her to come home and then just be like, refind it. Honey, let's clean out the kitchen.
Oh, no. What are you so nervous about? Is something up there? You're hiding from me?
That's funny.
Yeah, it was just, it was a wild sight.
All right. That's all for now. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Xana, Heath, Unfiltered. You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form, and every Tuesday on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath. Really good accent, right?
That was honestly really good.
And we have a Patreon where you could subscribe for $5 a month. You get all the bonus content. You get drunken hot episodes.
You get early access to all of these. We do a live Q&A every single month. Super fun. These cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of the podcast.
Showing you guys our hoo-has and stuff on there. Mm. And $5 a month.
Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Love you guys so much. Ciao. And thanks for sticking with us. And we'll see you guys next week.
Toodles.
Mwah. Mwah. Blocked.
Modo.us.
Visit modo.us for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at modo.us for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
Modo.us.